Foremost, though, as promised, Steve and Carly Ramsey have been kind enough to join us. They're in studio with us as we speak, fresh off their second UConn Canoe Quest. And this time, congratulations to mixed division winners and fourth overall. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you having us here.
Well, it's great to have you folks in. First and foremost, Steve, you know, we were talking a little bit as the song was playing. And I remember interviewing you last year on your cell phone.
Yep.
And you were telling me that it was your first year with the UConn Canoe Quest. You really wanted to kind of feel it all out. Kind of just, you weren't really in it to win anything. You were in it to finish the race and just to kind of get a feel-out process. And what a difference a year makes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Last year was, you know, you approach a race like that. It's difficult because you don't know exactly what you're getting into other than it is, you know, it's over 700 kilometers. You know, I think it's 444 miles is what they peg it at. So it's a stretch, and you just set a goal last year. You know, we looked at it and said, well, what do we got to do to finish this thing? And we put a target of 60 hours, and we beat that by a few hours, and we were very happy with those results. So we learned a lot, and then we could shift our focus, and through the winter we trained a little bit differently. We got a faster canoe, and we set our sights higher, and we managed this year to take off about 5.5 hours.
Which is remarkable.
Last year's time. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Carla. When you hear 700 kilometers for the first time, is that an intimidating number?
Yes. Yes, it was very intimidating. And I, when Steve first suggested that we do this, I really didn't think that I would be able to complete something like that. But when you look at the amount of teams that have done this race before and the varying levels of athleticism that of people that are in it, you can train for something like this and do it. So, but it was intimidating at first, absolutely.
And, you know, and he mentioned, you know, just the fact, was that your big thing for you last year? Just to see if you could actually finish it?
Absolutely. It was overwhelming in so many ways because I had never actually paddled on a river before. I'd never ever done a race of any kind before. So just being able to sit that long in a canoe was something that was worrying me because that's just not a normal position to be sitting for that long in. So really just getting through it was going to be good enough for me. I just wanted to finish the race last year.
Be honest with me. Were there ever points when you wanted to quit?
No.
Oh, okay. So
no, there wasn't a time when I wanted to quit. There were times when, especially last year, where it seemed very boring to me because you're so tired and you're just paddling and you don't actually. Last year I wasn't as focused on getting to the end as I was this year because this year it was more. I was more focused on making sure that we continued paddling as well as we could to get to the end. But last year you're kind of overwhelmed by the scenery and just the bigness of it.
5.5 hours off your time. If I was to say that to you, Steve, before the race began, would that have been feasible, do you think?
Well, we really planned hard for it, Rob, and we thought, you know, 5 hours was doable. And to be honest, looking back, I think we could have took a little bit more off, but a lot of it is just really managing yourself, like physically. And we took a lead in the race in our class about 5.5, maybe 6 hours in. And we were able to check on that at a couple of the checkpoints throughout. And we were holding around a 20 to 30 minute lead on the second place team at the points where we were able to find out. So we didn't feel it was necessary to go too much harder. We really just set a pace and we stuck with it. It was a strong pace, that's for sure, but I think we had a little bit more in the tank. And there's lots of different ways to get it. You know, we had a faster boat, less time on shore, stroke efficiency, just better planning. So it all come together.
Like you said, and you get to win the mixed division. Plus, you place fourth overall, and we were talking, I mean, these are good paddlers. I mean, there aren't any teams in this that, you know, aren't getting ready or like you said, just the build up. And what do you have to do to get ready for this? What do you have to do?
Being that I live away or work away, and so currently I don't get a whole lot of time together, right? But through the course of the winter, we thought this year was important to build some strength. So like shoulders, back was important. So we did a fair bit of the gym stuff, and treadmill, elliptical machines, as much endurance training as possible. And then when we got together on the water, when we could get out on the boat, we really worked hard at having a good, solid, efficient stroke and really controlling the boat. So then just piecing a bunch of the other things together, the food and the fluids and all. And
I think, too, one of the things we did this year that we didn't last year is we sought out some kind of expert advice. We had a paddling coach we spent 4 hours with who really helped us change our stroke to be more efficient. And then I was really appreciative of Steve being just as patient as he was, because I can't see him paddling, but he can see me paddling. And so he would correct me quite often when I was doing something wrong. And it really paid off just taking that time to make sure we were efficient as possible.
So really everything just kind of fell into place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we felt really good when we went up. You know, a lot of the teams were going out and practicing on the river a couple days before. We were probably the only team that chose not to. We felt we had it dialed in and we were good. And
doing it last year probably helped too, right?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, so we just rested the best we could and hit it at the start line. There was some challenges, though. It did get up to like 30 degrees on the first day. And there's a 30-mile-long lake to cross at Lake LaBarge there, and that was a real beat down, and it took several teams out at about a 20% failure rate.
Oh, wow.
That evening the teams were dropping out. So that was punishing, but we managed that well.
So what's it take, about 4 days to wrap this all up?
Well, Carla could step that better probably with...
Yeah, most teams, like the dates on the website says that you start and 4 days later the race is over. It starts at noon on Wednesday and everybody has to be off the water by Saturday at midnight. We were able to finish this year just after midnight on Friday night. So our time was 50 hours, 42 minutes and 22 seconds of paddling time.
Right.
So included, you have to add to that 10 hours of the two mandatory rest periods of 7 and 3. But the team that won it this year, I think, did it in 46 hours. So, yeah. And it varies. There were teams, I think the last team came in about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah, it depends on the teams. And we, because the river's so, like, you're traveling for such a long time, you get into different weather patterns. We had a lot of lightning and thunder, watched a lot of fires get started on the horizons. And then some teams didn't have rain until the very end. And It was a tough race for a lot of reasons, but it was one that, like, I still can't believe that we were able to win, and it was exciting. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the scenery and stuff up there in the Yukon. Do you see any interesting wildlife?
It's kind of a funny thing because the drive up there, it's almost endless. You know, between the elk and the moose and the goats and
buffalo.
Just buffalo, all kinds of wildlife. But on the river, this year I think we saw a couple of eagles and...
Beavers.
A couple of beavers. And the banks tend to be quite steep.
Okay.
And it's not the best for wildlife. A couple of teams did see some moose. There, you know, there's a report, it's an odd bit of wildlife. But it's the scenery on the river is spectacular. The wildlife viewing is much better during the drive. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Anything else you'd like to add or anything you'd like to say to people that are listening right now?
I just said... Yeah, you know, there was a race tracker was used where we had a GPS that was a spot locator, and so basically people could watch the race live. And there was a lot of folks in the Flin Flon area here, friends of ours and folks that, you know, we work with, and our friends back in High River and in Alberta. And it just really, it means a lot, and it's encouraging to know. And you know, you've been paddling for 30 hours or something, you have that thought about, hey, there's people that are watching us right now, and you want to step up and do a good job, and it means a lot. And we really did appreciate that, and it's nice to have that encouragement. People have been fantastic here and feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to try the Yukon River Crest, we'd be more than willing to give them all the information that we can and share maps, and it was a great experience.
You go back to try and win it next year?
No. No, we got done the things that we our goals were accomplished, so we'd like to get some hopefully get some people around here, more interest in paddling, you know, maybe get a little bit of a canoe club going again here. And I know that Rick Hall and others have done such a great job during the Trout Festival here with getting things going. And we're just looking to see, like, maybe get some more people paddling and attend some events in this region. And there's lots of opportunity in the Flin Flon area, and we want to experience that and enjoy it more here.
Best lakes in the world.
Absolutely
right.
Listen, congratulations again, and thank you so much for joining us here today. And like I said, it was... And nice to see Flin Flonners do well once again on the national world stage.
Appreciate it. Thank you.